Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something sure seemed fishy when a reporter as reputable as Jeff Passan said the Pirates were going to spend money this offseason and even were snooping around Kyle Schwarber.
And made an offer to Josh Naylor, right?
Apparently they didn't.
But he said they did. They were in it and they made some, like it was a $78 million offer and it fell short.
Right. I think it's since been reported that they actually never offered Josh Naylor. But Travis Williams was out there yesterday basically saying, yeah, last offseason, here's what he said, told the Post-Gazette. Our goal and expectation is that we win and make the playoffs, Travis Williams said. You notice how Bob Dunning, when's the last time he got quoted on anything? In order to do that, we have to be aggressive. We think we missed the mark in being aggressive last offseason. What was it, Bob? A game of darts they just accidentally missed, or did they intentionally not spend money?
They spent $30 million on like 10 players, which is insane.
And their payroll was less than 90.
Yeah.
And a lot of people think, by the way, that they have shed salary, will spend back that salary, and still get only to the same spot. Anyway, he said, we didn't add to the offense the way we needed to in order to support the pitching. We know we have a really special pitching staff, one of the best, if not the best, in baseball. We have to support that with offense. Well, that's obvious, Bob. And there's plenty of affordable options, and there's bigger options that some people think aren't affordable. He says we need to win and make the playoffs. But here's my point. You ready for this, Bob?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Ken Rosenthal, another almost unimpeachable baseball insider. Would you agree with that?
Yes, both guys are very good.
Him and Evan Drellich, I believe is the name, from The Athletic, write a story under this headline. Because this has felt like a weird story from the second I saw the headline on Jeff Passan's piece. Here's the headline on this one. By Rosenthal and Drellich. Quote, the Pirates and Marlins have a sudden willingness to spend. Here's what could be behind it. You ready for this, Bob?
I think I know where you're going.
You're sitting up in your chair. The Pittsburgh Pirates, after expressing interest in Naylor, are doing the same with Kyle Schwarber, considering Jorge Polanco, Ryan O'Hearn, etc. One of the Japanese guys out there they're considering. Miami Marlins active in the closer market, etc. Both teams are perennially bottom five payroll, says the story. Both have been the subject of past grievances from the Players Association over lack of spending, with the Marlins potentially at risk. You following me so far, Bob?
I think I know where you're going.
In the view of some player agents, writes Rosenthal, the surprising entrances of the Pirates and Marlins into the marketplace are curious. I'll say, as an editorial comment by me in the middle of quoting them, and with the sports CBA set to expire after next season, no coincidence. Quote from an agent, Seth Levinson, there's a possibility of a fight among clubs over revenue sharing, with the smaller markets seeing a greater contribution. The payers, Bob, which are the large market clubs, the guys who pay into revenue sharing so the Pirates can get that
and
money.
And gladly do it.
Gladly?
Yeah. Because they spend anyway. They don't care what the spend.
It's not gladly. They don't want to be handing out welfare to the smaller market clubs.
But they also do it, and they know they have to because they want to spend.
Well, that's different. That's not gladly. The payers will argue that insufficient revenue sharing funds are being spent on player acquisition.
In other words, the Marlins and the Pirates are not doing their required spending.
Hence, says this agent, it wouldn't be a surprise if the smaller markets compete for talent in the free agent market to convince the larger markets that they're committed to putting a better product on the field. This is all about the CBA. And when I see that larger markets might be putting pressure, that's really, I think, the commissioner. It sounds to me like there is a possibility that this weird story appeared and that we might see some weirdly odd spending by the Pirates, although it might only be spending back the money they already got rid of because the commissioner is putting pressure on them. What say you?
What I would say is then it has to be more than that. If you're saying they're just going to end up at the same watermark that they are, which is the same
either
amount
way,
of money.
If they go and spend some money.
How much money?
Do you think it's because there's pressure being put on them?
I think there always should be pressure, yes. You don't have a system in place where it excuses guys from spending. They don't have to spend.
Well, they haven't cared about the pressure till now. If it's coming from the commissioner and the large market clubs, we're about to have a CBA expire.
Well, then
we're about to have a labor war. You better spend.
Okay, but what would define spending? They could come back and say, we do spend. Look, our payroll went.
Even the Pirates admit they don't, Bob.
Okay, but
they don't spend.
What number?
Somebody
would
for 2 years and $40 million. Somebody for three years.
That's just doing normal business. That's not spending.
And I think that might be good enough in the eyes of the larger markets. At least then the Pirates could say, "Hey, we spent money. We went out and signed a guy." That's the point here. Whether you or I are convinced that you know buy all this doesn't matter.
If they
trade
Keller,
the point here is,
and they save his money, but just spend it
right
on somebody else.
Right.
What have they done?
Right. And that's probably what I'd say if I was the Players Association or the larger markets. Like, are they really spending? Are they increasing their payroll? But the point is, Bob, if they go out and buy some even somewhat expensive baseball players, I'm not sure they're doing it on their own volition. Do you get that?
Yeah, I get that. And that's what that article seemed to indicate. But if first of all, if I'm the Pirates, I shouldn't have anyone remind me I need to spend. They have what they have is a generational pitcher who's making $875,000. He got more yesterday in his pre-arbitration case at $3.4 million because he hasn't reached arbitration. And
right.
Good for them. They have a system between players and Players Association and owners that reward guys who are paid insufficient funds, at least by their standards. So, but that they should want it. They shouldn't be forced to. Why do they have to be forced?
Well,
you
I
have
agree.
A chance to win.
Yeah,
go
I agree.
Out and spend.
I agree.
But yeah, 100%. You're right. This
everybody
is
does, and everybody has agreed and
it's
said
all
that
ahead
for
of
a
the
million
CBA
years.
And what should be a really ugly battle.
That's the important point here. That, and I want people to hear this loud and clear. If baseball gets a salary cap, they're getting a salary floor. The salary floor could be well over $100 million, and baseball knows that the only way that the Pirates and Marlins are going to get to those kinds of places is with increased revenue sharing, increased payments from other teams. So if these other teams are going to say, what are we spending? What are we giving the Pirates money for? They want to see them buy some players. I think that's what's at play here. So does this agent.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the biggest line of all, Bob. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Are you sure?
No.
Are you sitting up in your seat?
I'm ready.
I hope we're all following the storyline so far out there. Because here's the kicker, and I just said part of it. A salary cap is going to come with a salary floor. It's a double deal. It's the way every other sport that has a salary cap has a floor. You have to get to the floor. You ready for this line, Bob?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Go ahead.
As with the pirates, some rival executives will believe it when they see it, this increased spending. And here's the line. Some also are skeptical that the pirates Nutting and the Marlins Sherman, their owner, could survive as owners under a cap floor system that would force them to spend to a minimum level. I don't know if this is ironic or not. I was about to say ironically, perhaps it doesn't fit there. It would be ironic because the Pirates, in pushing to force a salary cap, could also be bringing in a salary floor that could cause their owner to not want to own the team anymore. How about that?
I think that would be good if it results in that.
I think that many other people might agree with that, Bob. And yeah, Rosenthal writes, to this point, Nutting has been unmoved by pleas of fans in Pittsburgh for him to sell the team. He is willing to spend now, according to a person briefed on his thinking, because the Pirates have reached a rare moment in time. Talking about Skeens. Well, is that what's moving him? Or is it because he's being forced to? And what would having to spend, I don't know, say $130 million a year on payroll due to his desire to continue to own the Pirates? We can all have opinions on this. I just think it's become a fascinating topic, don't you?
Yeah, it is. And quite frankly, the answer is, if I'm him, it shouldn't matter. He's still, when he does eventually cash in the chips, he's going to make a ton of money, much more than he ever invested in this franchise. So why not play the game and try to win the game?
Why not cash in the chips? I've wondered about that about him
because
for years.
Because every year that he waits, it goes up even higher.
I know, but as in life, expansion always leads to contraction at some point. World events, economies, whatever. Yes, baseball franchise values have increased year after year after year to the point where the Kansas City Royals are selling for $1.5 billion. But at some point, if you don't cash in those chips, you might not get him in the end. I truly believe that. I think right now or near now would be the ultimate. I mean, it's the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Kansas City Royals. You're not getting Dodgers money for selling your franchise, Bob. And if Bob Nutting were forced to spend $130 million or so on payroll, I think he'd have some thinking to do about what he really wants.
Well, if it results in winning and money is to be made by winning.
Yeah, that's the other problem. Just because you get a salary cap doesn't mean you're going to, just because you spend to the salary floor doesn't mean you're going to win. Their other problem is their GM is incompetent. That's a small problem.
And that's a separate thing. You're just talking about money. And I think if you get your aircraft at 30,000 feet, you need fuel to keep it up there. You're not going to just stop. Spend on your franchise. See what you can do to win.
But everybody would be. Do you like the Pirates' chances on equal footing with other teams? I don't.
Again, that's a separate story.
Well, because no, it's a related story.
It is, but you're talking about now general manager moves, what they do.
You're
as
talking
a
about,
group.
Yeah, if they spend money and they win, Bob Nutting will make his money back. Just because they spend money doesn't mean they're going to spend it well. Look at how they spent the little money they've had.
You don't think they still make a profit yearly. I don't care what anyone else says. To me, they have to do it. He wouldn't be in this game if he was losing money the way people sometimes describe.
No, that's fine. But
why not kick it up? Why not try to win? How much more money
is
there to
make? No, I agree with that.
Win?
But you implied that by spending more, he's going to make more. So you're implying that, they'll have a much better chance to win, to which I would say not necessarily, because there's the baseball side of it.
The baseball side, absolutely it does. I mean, you got to get that right for sure.
That's not a small matter.
It seems like they've done a decent job bringing in some talent. Where that talent ends up here, I don't know.
Where they have?
Well, Chandler's one of them. pitching talent.
I mean,
for
yeah,
sure.
they have some pitching talent.
They need
talent.
Hitting. Yeah. But if you don't have it, you got to go out and trade for it.
I mean, with the number of high draft picks they've made, you or I could have stumbled into a couple really talented players, too. What else have they done?
Yeah, but I mean, that's part of it. Eddie Johnston, who just turned 90, happy birthday, EJ. He could have traded that pick and not taken Mario Lemieux based on some of the offers
he got,
but he did.
No
it's
doubt.
Not as easy as just saying, yeah, Skeens is Skeens. But there are a lot of people who wanted bats behind him that went, too.
That's true, and I think that is what has saved Ben Cherington's job,
fact
that he made the right pick there.
He did not move off of it. He stayed there and got what he got.
But even,
now the question
even
is,
Mario needed Tom Barrasso and Paul Coffey and Ron Francis and everybody else to win.
It took a long time for that to happen.
And the right executive running the show.
Exactly. So I don't disagree with that, but that's what has to happen. But you got to play the game, too. You can't just limit and handicap and handcuff your general manager by saying we're never going to spend. Well, that then puts even more emphasis on the decisions that are made in the draft with trades. You got to hit on every single one of them, and that's just not doable. So you have to do the other means of it, which is spending. They should spend. I still think you can make money when you spend if you do it right. If you do it wrong,
sure,
you're going to
you
lose.
Sure, you can make some money. The gold, the treasure is in selling this franchise
and that
for $2 billion.
It's never going to change. It's going to keep going up higher.
Maybe.
So he has that in his back pocket. That's why
That in his back pocket. That's the whole way he makes money in the
end. Okay, but that's why he shouldn't worry about spending now. If you're a competitive owner.
I agree. He should spend, but he hasn't until now. And now they say he will, which seemed like an odd story. And it sounds like he's being compelled by Major League Baseball to do so. At least I wonder about that.
And I'm glad that Major League Baseball is doing that then. They should.
But you're right. The question now is he just spending back to what they had before?
Well, we'll find out. If that payroll is still around $85 to $90 million, then basically that's what's happened.
There's also the small matter of they haven't done anything yet, but we really haven't heated up in the winter market yet.
There hasn't been much activity other than a trade yesterday for Sonny Gray, which was kind of interesting.
I'll say, because that could have been Mitch Keller.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 13 matchup between the Buffalo Bills and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Give me your best guess, Bob. What's the highest annual salary they'll put on a free agent this year, the Pirates?
Yearly? Like a yearly breakdown?
Yeah.
Well, if it's me, I would go $30 million a year, that sort of player.
Well, if it was me, I'd go $100 million, but
yeah.
What do you think they'll do?
I think you'll see a deal of 3 years. It'll be better than the one that it should be for Liriano back in whatever day. What was he at? 3 years, $39
million? 39. You think it'll be above $15 million a year?
Yeah, I think it should be. Will it be? I don't know. I hope so. Because those are the only players that are going to make a difference in your lineup. You can't have this pitching staff wasted away with no hitting.
I don't think they're going to go above $15 million for a player. Do you, Sean?
I think they will sign Gino Suarez 2 years, $38 million.
I like that move. They need
Holy
a third baseman who can hit.
Okay.
And he'll bat 190 with about 30 home runs.
I'll take it.
I'll take the 30. I don't care about the average.
Sawinski did that 190 or 120 with far fewer home runs.
That's been their big offseason move so far, bring back Sawinski.
Well, that was sort of a procedural thing. I don't think he won't be on this roster. I'd be shocked if he was on this roster.
Wait, is that what people have said? It was just procedural? Why would you sign somebody to $1.5 million or whatever
million.
It was?
I don't know. Because they had to tender all these guys, and they decided to take one more chance on him. But I still don't think he's going to be on the roster. If he's on the roster, then they're not.
Well, why are they taking a chance on him then? What's the point? Why waste $1 million around here is like $10 million somewhere else?
Well, the way they've spent money, you can make an argument, Joe, that the way they've spent money, they've caught.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast,
for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Up is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.